It took 4 whole days to reach the harbour. The winding mountain road led to a new highway covered with dust, which carried them to a gravel path that overlooked a river dotted with ships. They passed the occasional rice paddy, where rows of sprouts swayed in the breeze. They passed sumac trees, cherry trees, and silkova trees, and marigolds, irises, dandelions, and guelder roses. They came upon a wild peony tree, which made them linger for a while. She captured every view outside her palanquin's window by heart, thinking that she might never see such sights again. Then, for the first time in her life, she took in the endless spread of the ash-coloured tideland. There wasn't a hint of cloud in the sky, and the wind had quieted down. Casting her gaze further, she could just make out the shapes of islands floating on the blue sea as in a dream, seemingly oblivious to the precarious status of the Joseon dynasty. Ships carrying kindling and other cargo undulated with the waves as if being tugged to and from the shore. The smell rising from the stockfish yard permeated the entire harbour. Freshly caught fish were laid out on boards. A straw shoe seller hurried by, carrying a rack full of wares on his back. Early summer sunlight, untouched by heat, shone upon the busy people going about their livelihoods. Her companion was a diplomat who was used to spending 2 months of the year on a ship, but she had been a dancer in the royal court and was about to board a boat for the first time. The companion, a tall Frenchman, his pale face covered in a moustache, wore a short vest and a pair of wide, loose trousers that came down to his ankles under a travelling coat fastened with a belt. The woman, a Korean who held a hat embroidered with roses and a coat to wear later when the wind blew, had on a light blue dress that rustled like lapping waves. They both caught the eye. An old man with a long pipe in his mouth, the man selling clogs, the loitering youth, not to mention the dusty children at play, and even foreigners, like the Chinese who had come on their rafts to sell their tea and kindling, or the Japanese who were selling rice at the docks, stared at the two as if a door had opened into a strange world and they were looking in, especially at the woman.